On Wednesday night, the Celtics took on the Heat in Boston and lost 103-96 in really a tough game. The Celtics led at the end of both the first and second quarters, but really lacked intensity in all through the second half, which ultimately was the reason they lost this game. Antoine Walker dropped 13 points. Paul Pierce scored 38. Delonte West came up with a big 20 points for the Celtics in the loss. Here with Kevin. Kevin, talk a little bit about the second half here for the Celtics. They really came out flat-footed. Wally Szczerbiak couldn't put any points on the board, and that's really where they lost this game, was in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, you know, Wally really didn't... was awful tonight from the field as far as shooting goes, but he's a great shooter. You know, he'll pick it up next game, but this is a tough loss because, again, Paul Pierce, can't say enough about the guy. The guy should get a Purple Heart. The guy had 36 again. He was a warrior. Delonte caught fire, picked up the scoring slack from Wally, but this loss really hurts because we did have the lead late in the game. You know, Antoine Walker, it's good to see him back, but not good to see him have that back-breaking three down the stretch. You know, I hate to blame a loss on the referee. You can't. It's not the referee's fault for losing the game, but another crucial call goes against us at home, the out-of-bounds call. Mr. Magoo could have seen that from the upper, from the nosebleed section, so I'm not sure exactly what he was looking at, or even if he was watching the play. But, again, just a tough loss. But Miami's a tough team, so I don't know. I still believe we can catch the Sixers. We're 5 games back coming into tonight. Hopefully they'll lose at Houston. They still got a tough stretch. Anything's possible. Hopefully we can rebound and win on Friday against Indiana.
Well, you talked a little bit about Antoine Walker's return. You know, he dropped 13 points, none bigger than that big three late in the game after the out-of-bounds call, gets it right back and knocks it down. You know, it's always nice to see a guy, an old Celtic return, a guy that has been a Celtic through most of his career, but he played not a great game, but just good enough to beat the Celtics. I mean, I felt like Shaq, for the most part, was a non-factor. You know, he played a pretty good game, but not a huge game. Certainly not what we would expect out of Shaq. Dwayne Wade had a big game, but Tuan did just enough to put the Heat over the edge.
Yeah, Tuan really stuck it to us. You know, he didn't have an overwhelming game, but he hit the big shots when they were needed. I thought Dwayne Wade, you know, the guy's a great player, but again, this is a second home game in a row. First it was LeBron James, now it's Dwayne Wade. They're NBA superstars. They get those calls. I still think Paul Pierce should get more calls, even though he gets a lot. But, I mean, Dwayne Wade clearly got bailed out a couple times, but I guess that's what you expect in an NBA superstar. I don't mind it so much as Dwayne Wade. You know, I mean, I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but I don't know. I guess I'm still smart from the loss, but hopefully, like I said before, hopefully Friday we can battle Indiana and come away with a win. You know, good effort by some guys tonight. Hopefully Paul Pierce can get more help next game.
Something just real quickly before I let you go. We're talking about Paul Pierce getting help. It seems to me like the combination that lost tonight's game and that we see struggle, you know, really all year is when the backcourt is Tony Allen and Orion Green both in at the same time, the offense just comes to a halt. When both those guys were in, they had, I think, 2 24-second violations. They were turning the ball over. Those two guys really have no confidence in their shot. They struggle to move the ball around, and that's where we went from having the lead to down as much as 11.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Orion Green, to his credit, the guy, in his defense, the guy is a young rookie, and he is going to struggle, so that's, you know, that's expected. And Tony Allen, the guy just really, really, you can tell, poor Tony Allen has no leg. I mean, I think he still caters to the injury. It sucks, but, I mean, it's especially tough battling a second unit where you got two Hall of Famers, Gary Payton and Alonzo Mourning, who's playing great. So, especially against a team like that, I mean, the second unit's weakness really, really showed tonight.
All right, Celtics failed to get their first 3-game win streak here, but they're back in town again on Friday night against the Pacers. Could use a big win there to get on a roll. Thanks for talking to us, Kevin.
Not a problem. Friday night's a different story. I still believe we're going to make the playoffs. Go Celtics.